Illinois' $100 billion pension debt continues to mount, but it's not as if legislators haven't tried to do something about it. Last spring, the House and Senate each passed plans that would have cut back the state's pension costs. It's just that the chambers didn't pass the same plan. The House version would save the state more money by making more drastic reductions to employees' and retirees' benefits. In comparison, the Senate package, which calls for giving workers a series of choices, won't save as much. But Senate Bill 2404 did have the backing of AFSCME. The union's director, Henry Bayer, says legislators should stop looking for alternatives and pass that plan.
I firmly believe that if they had a vote in the House of Representatives, that 2404 would pass. Will Speaker Madigan allow a vote on 2404?
House Speaker Michael Madigan's spokesman, Steve Brown, says he's not aware of any plans to call that pension proposal for a vote. He says there are stronger bills. I'm Amanda Vinicky.